Nearly 2 years ago, voters in Waitsfield passed a $650,000 bond to build a new town office building, but a new building has still not been built, and now there's a new property coming on the market. Some think it might be a better option for the town. So, Amy, what is this new property, and why might it be better?
It's a branch of People's United Bank that's slated to close in July, and it's in the Mad River Green Shopping Plaza. So it's centrally located. It has plenty of parking. And, of course, it already has a vault, which is a significant expense when building a new town office.
How did this all come to the town's attention in the first place?
Well, a couple of different ways, actually. A property manager for the shopping plaza emailed the town in mid-April to suggest the space might be a good option. And 2 weeks later, a petition was filed, signed by 165 voters asking the town to put the brakes on the town office project until the bank property could be considered, at least.
So is that what's going to happen?
Well, the town's certainly trying to get as much information as it can about the property, but it's not on the market yet, and the purchase price is still an unknown. So the select board's on the record as saying it would like to have a wider discussion before making any big moves.
Any drawbacks, though, to changing course this late in the game?
Sure. Yes. One of the biggest concerns is the potential loss of grant funding. The town was given a $750,000 disaster recovery block grant for the new town office project, and it's probably not likely that would be transferable to purchasing the bank building.
Well, it sounds like there are still a lot more questions than answers at this point. And speaking of grants, art organizations recently got some funding news from the National Endowment for the Arts. How did Vermont do?
Well, 15 arts organizations around the state got a piece of nearly $950,000. And the lion's share of that will go to the Vermont Arts Council, which will allocate it to all sorts of artists and art organizations. And then direct funding went to a list of projects, including the Discover Jazz Festival, Kingdom County Productions, Dorset Theater Festival, the Vermont Studio Center, Vermont Folklife Center, Weston Playhouse, a whole list of them.
Yeah, pretty good timing, too, because the summer festival and theater season is almost upon us.
That's right. There's never a shortage of things to do during a Vermont summer.
This week, you also reported about something to do in Tunbridge. It's coming up in just a few weeks, and I hear they're especially looking for dowsers to take part.
That's right. A few weeks ago, we talked about 2015 being the centennial for Vermont's municipal forest law.
And that's the law that allows for the creation of town forests. Is that right?
That's right. And there are celebrations planned at town forests all around the state this year. And in Tunbridge, the town forest committee is creating a map of its forest, and they want to put water sources on that map. So they're inviting everyone, but especially people interested in dowsing, to their centennial celebration. And they'll be trying to find the springs and wells that historically served village homes and businesses.
And when is that happening?
It's on Saturday, June 6th.
Okay, so that's coming right up. Amy Noyes, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Mitch.